This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. You know, I was talking with Jason just as the broadcast started. And Jason's engineering the broadcast, and he does Monday through Friday. And it's wonderful, wonderful to work with him. And sometimes another engineer will jump in. And like Nathan and some of the others, and it's wonderful, Scott. And it's really great. It's really great to work with the engineers at GCN. And what I was telling Jason is that this broadcast is a team. It's a team of everybody involved, okay? It's the engineer, me, and the instructors. It really is. And if we're all paying attention and we're all doing what we're supposed to do, we can call that our job, it works better than if we don't pay attention. And so I was telling him that I really appreciate what he does. And he mentioned to me that he gets paid for it. And I said, and I'm paraphrasing this whole monologue, that, yeah, I know that. But some people get paid and do a lousy job. And it's wonderful to see those who really pay attention and want to do a good job and are passionate about what they do and are proactive. So, that being said, I'd like to say publicly one more time, Jason, thank you so much. And I'm not doing this for any reason other than to say thank you. That's the whole reason. And every once in a while, I get a chance to talk to Ted Anderson, who owns Genesis Communications Network. And when I do, I thank him for what he does for USA Prepares. I thank him for the quality of the broadcast staff and engineering and signal and so forth. And I tell him that I really appreciate it. And so I haven't said it in the last few months, so I just said it. Ted, thank you very much. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, do you ever hear broadcasts that really aren't well organized, that aren't well prepared? Do you ever hear any of that? Because I have.
Yeah, I hear them from time to time, and I usually stay tuned in for like 5 minutes just to see if they get better, and if they don't, I tune out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't tend to keep listening to such broadcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is live in Australia. She is probably the only foreign correspondent who appears regularly 2 hours a week on a broadcast in alternative radio. And I really appreciate you being with us, Gwyneth. I had a question for you. I was talking with Mrs. Finelli about this. She told me about a story. I have not read it. So let's just consider this a rumor right now because I have not read it yet. And it was just as the broadcast was starting. She said in the tiny state of Delaware, the Attorney General for the state of Delaware is going to prosecute people who took a Make America Great hat off a young person and threw it over the ledge or over the bridge or over the wall. I'm not sure what. And the Attorney General of the state of Delaware said that that's not what we're about here in America. We don't do that kind of thing. And I was thinking about that. Maybe somebody could tell me exactly what's wrong with a hat that says Make America Great or a shirt that says Make America Great. It doesn't say make white people great. It doesn't say make black people great or yellow or red or brown. It doesn't say anything like that. It doesn't say, let's make mixed race great again. It doesn't say anything like that. There's no hate involved in any way, shape, or form. And I don't understand what is wrong with wearing a Make America Great Again hat, MAGA. Now, in that line of thinking, I learned many, many, many decades ago that there is assault and battery. And in police vernacular back then, it was called A and B, assault and battery. And I learned that assault, someone would be assaulted and battered if the perpetrator said, I'm going to beat you up and then beat the person up. So the assault would be, I'm going to beat you up. The battery would be the act of beating him up. So one is verbal. That would be the assault. I'm going to beat you up kind of a thing. That saying that would be a threat. That's the assault. And then the actual hitting would be the battery. Now, what happens lately is that has become twisted. And I haven't looked up the latest definition on the internet to see how twisted it might have become. But when a person is beat up by the police, they say that's an assault. That's a battery. When someone is bludgeoned by the police, that's battery. Now, they might have been told, you know, some words like, you know, with a lot of profanity, like get on the ground or I'm going to, you know, knock you out. That would be the assault. Then jumping on them with six guys, that would be the battery. But what seems to happen is the police, if they ever get charged, get a charge with an assault, not the battery. Gwyneth, did you learn what I learned? Did you learn it the way I did over in Australia? We've never talked about this. Do you have those definitions in your mind of what assault and battery used to be? Assault being the verbal and battery being the physical?
Here in Australia, I don't think that the Crimes Act here is framed in quite that way that it is in America. I don't know what the American definition is. But here, assault has to involve physical contact, okay? And that can be poking someone. That can be an assault, okay? If that person does not want to be poked, okay, with the tip of one finger, that counts as an assault. But we have another set of laws which is issuing threats, okay? And if you threaten to harm someone, here in Australia, that is a criminal offence. And, yeah, so that would be what you would be defining as the assault. Here in Australia, that would be defined as issuing a threat to harm. Okay, so if, for example, somebody said, well, you know, I'm gonna burn your house down or whatever, I'm not saying that. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't be that stupid. But if somebody said that, then that would count as a threat to harm, and you could get arrested for that, and you could spend probably 5 years in jail just for issuing that sort of threat to harm for each instance. So if you repeated the threat multiple times, then for each instance, that you're looking at about a 5-year prison sentence for each instance. Okay, and it kind of does confuse me because, you know, I'm thinking that if somebody has annoyed somebody else to that extent, that they are issuing those sorts of statements, I don't think that putting that person into a jail cell for 5 years is going to improve their temper. That's just me, you know, that's just, you know, my opinion, but I think that that person is going to sit there and stew for 5 years, and personally, I don't think that it would go well for that person that had the threats issued against them when that person got out after 5 years, because they would be sitting in a jail cell thinking about what they had did and what they had said and why they were there for 5 years. Does that make sense, Vincent? I mean, that's just my opinion. from, you know, hanging around underworld types for rather a long time in my life, being married to a, he called himself a reformed gangster, but he still had a lot of friends who were gangsters.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know, here's what I just looked it up. And assault versus battery, and it's confusing. And I understand now why I'm confused, because it's both. So, for example, a simple assault occurs when it's committed without a weapon and the injuries were minor. No serious harm was caused to the victim. Okay, and that could be just oral. But then if you go to battery, a simple battery is the unauthorized act of contact or using physical force to cause harm. That can be touching or physical injury. And then there are different levels of battery. There's simple battery, there's aggravated battery, there's medical battery. And with assaults, there's a simple assault, there's a physical assault, there's a sexual assault, there's aggravated assault, there's a verbal assault. And it says that not all assault has to be physical. Verbal assault is the act of orally communicating with someone in order to cause emotional, mental, or physical injury to someone. So it's all confusing. And it's probably done that way so that the average person who is charged with a crime won't be able to figure out what in the heck's going on because it's so confusing. I think that would be, that's kind of like the IRS tax code. It's so confusing that most people just throw up their hands and say, I got to hire somebody because I'm not smart enough to figure this out. So I just wanted to mention that. And why am I mentioning that? Because we talked about newspeak, doublespeak. We talked about how confusing the language is, how words are changing. Well, those words changed in my lifetime. And I'm here to say that it's not the way I was taught. It's not the way I learned it. So 50, 60 years later, it's now different. So in terms of this Make America Great Again hat, I see nothing wrong with wearing it. If Barry Satoru wore a Make America Great hat, I'd say, wow, that's great. That's great. He wants to actually fix some of the damage that he and his buddies inflicted. And there's a... some comments making the news about Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist having lost some of his mental capacity. But yet there are about half of Americans, 48%, seem to think that he would be the guy. And the other 48%, the other half roughly, think that President Donald Trump is the guy. Boy, wouldn't it be nice to have someone in the White House that is not a... it's not a person who is losing faculty. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be nice? But then again, I don't know very many young people who are trustworthy. Their morals are not the same as some of the older people. And I'm not saying that Jumpin' Joe or President Donald Trump have this, you know, ideal morals, because I don't think they do. It's just a mess. Gwyneth, you wanted to talk about the Three Gorges Dam. Is that right?
Yeah, I would like to talk about that. But just before I do, I want to mention something, okay, just before the break. Medical battery, would that possibly involve coercing somebody to be injected with a poison or a deadly virus or cancer cell?
Or great human thought. Body parts? Great thought. Hold that thought.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampappa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, you mentioned medical battery. And so here's a definition. If a medical professional fails to obtain consent from a patient to perform a task, then they have committed battery. This could be through touching the patient or handling the patient's body without consent. This act could be used in medical malpractice lawsuit for negligence. So it sounds to me like injecting a person without their permission is an example of medical battery. So if the state were to force you to do this, to take a vaccine without your consent, that sounds to me like medical battery. Gwyneth, we have David in Illinois on the line, and he'd like to talk about the police. Did you have a comment about medical battery before we bring David on?
Yeah, that also includes sticking a 4-inch long Q-tip up someone's nose and saying that they can't continue to travel along the road or they can't have a job unless that 4-inch long Q-tip gets shoved up their nose.
Yes, and that has happened.
A lot of,
that has happened here in the United States. I'm not sure about Australia, but they have these police
all over the place here. They're holding people up in Melbourne, and they're not letting them proceed unless they get that Q-tip up their nose. Mm-hmm. And that's medical battery.
Yes, it sure sounds like it, you know, based on the definition in the United States. I'm glad you used the word roadblock, because some people have referred to these these police cars blocking the road as checkpoints. They're not checkpoints. They are roadblocks. They are gauntlets that if they decide to let you continue on your way, they may do that. But if they don't, they're going to hold you up. And there are plenty of them doing it. So it's not just one guy or one gal saying, would you mind pulling over? I just want to take your temperature. I would be okay with you if I just detain you for a little bit. And I just want to check things out. And here's why. They don't tell you why. They just force you to do it. David in Illinois, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? I can comment on a lot of these other issues that you brought up afterwards as well, but the whole thing about the police situation, the other thing that gets me about this, the police situation, is the way they use, if we do something, take action against them or the government, we are classified as disgruntled. Now, they could do what they want to us, accidentally, or they just say, I fear for our lives, or we just want to go home at night, that's okay. But if we do something to protect ourselves or defend ourselves, we're now disgruntled. They classify us as disgruntled.
They classify me as hostile.
That too, yeah.
When they show up to my gate, that is the word that they have used themselves. The Victoria Police, I've seen it in their police documents and their sworn affidavits about incidents that where the blue team come up to my place and trespass on my property. They use the word hostile in their affidavit documents of evidence, you know, of what happened on that day. And, you know, something, I think that it's getting to the point where if people continued behaving in that manner towards not just me, but towards other people, if they continue to do this, because they're not just doing it. They haven't done that to me in a while, actually. So I don't think they want to, because I think that they are going for the people that they think will fold. And I think that they might have assessed that I'm not going to fold. But they are doing it to other people, and I can't speak for what other people are going to do, but I think that some of these other people are going to start being a lot more hostile than I would have been when they show up at their doors and bust through their doors and show up in the middle of the night saying that they're just doing a curfew check or whatever. I'm not threatening anyone or planning anything or anything like that. We've got to offer our regular disclaimer. But I'm saying this is just me knowing human psychology of how things are unfolding and how people tend to respond when this sort of thing goes down.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. will be pulling out more than a third of the troops currently stationed in Iraq by the end of this month. President Trump expected to make the announcement today, but already the top American commander in the Middle East, General Kenneth McKenzie, has told reporters that troop strength will be reduced from about 5,200 to 3,000 during the month of September. A former White House communications chief under President Trump is defending the former administration officials who are speaking out against the commander-in-chief.
And then the American people have to make a decision if they want four more years of this sort of nonsense, or do they want to clean this up?
Speaking on MSNBC, Anthony Scaramucci also defended the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who has just released a tell-all book about President Trump that hit the shelves yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
President Trump is accusing North Carolina's governor of using coronavirus restrictions to try to hurt his reelection chances. Trump making the claim during a campaign rally in Winston-Salem yesterday. That rally was the president's third visit to North Carolina in 3 weeks, as polls are showing him deadlocked there with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Protests over the death of Daniel Prude at the hands of police in Rochester, New York, continued for a seventh consecutive night in that city. At one point, the demonstrators reportedly painted the word murderer outside the public safety building and the word resign near City Hall. Prude died in March after being involved in an incident with police. Joe Biden will be campaigning in Michigan today. The Democratic hopeful is to make a campaign stop in the city of Warren, just outside Detroit, where he'll be speaking about jobs and manufacturing. LeBron James put up a big number that didn't show up in the box score of the Lakers' 112-102 NBA playoff win over the Rockets. It was James' 162nd playoff win, moving him ahead of retired Laker Derek Fisher. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why did you got your
take my when you go to the feed for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Gwyneth was explaining our disclaimer. And the three of us right now, we are not advocates of violence. We are just sharing what we've learned with our 160 years or so of combined experience. The experience that we've had with people and the study of psychology and human interaction. So what we're just doing is we are drawing conclusions that seem reasonable to us as to the outcome of some of these horrific events. We're not saying the outcomes are reasonable. We're just saying that it stands to reason that one might derive the same outcomes that we derive based on the facts as we know them, based on the situations as we understand them. Like when someone does something to someone, harms someone unprovoked, it seems to reason that the person who was harmed will be furious and will be angry and might want to pursue the aggressor in the legal system, or might even take action him or herself. We're not saying that you should do that. We're just saying that it happens over and over and over and over again, and if you don't see it, you're a fool. It's right in front of us. It's kind of like when the police say to a group of people who are protesting, y'all get out of here. And the people say, no, we have a right to protest and make our views known and express our grievances. And then the police are ordered by the mayor, get those guys out of here. So the police escalate and they start firing tear gas. And someone gets hit in the face with tear gas canisters, tear gas, and these people are injured because the mayor said, get them out of here. So then the people say, what? Are you kidding me? We have a right to do this. We haven't broken anything. So the police have ratcheted up the violence. They have caused violence when there was none. And then the people come back, they're furious because some guy's got a broken jaw, broken skull, eye knocked out. People are choking with tear gas. All of these chemical weapons, all of these weapons were built at the money of the hard work of the taxpayers. That's where it came from. So people are frosted that the governments, if you will, the government corporations are doing this to them. Escalating weapons of war, armored vehicles, machine guns, etc. They've had it. So these are just natural conclusions. And what I did was I estimated David's age, Glenn's age, and my age. Actually, I know my age. And I said 160 years. That's what I see. Gwyneth, your comments.
Yeah, I would say you've summed it up in a nutshell. The police have a really vital flaw in their reasoning. They think that if they behave in a thuggish manner towards the people, that the people up until now have more or less bowed to what the police want. And the police think that that is because they have the threat of physical violence that they can wield, okay? But that's not why people have generally done what they've been told by the police over the years. Not because of the threat of physical violence, but because they have actually respected the police up until very recently. And there's only been an absolute minority of people who have seen through them and who have seen them for what they are. People such as myself, such as David, such as you, and we have been screaming from the rooftops till we're blue in the face of exactly what these people are like, and nobody's believed us. And now they are uncloaking and showing themselves for who they are. I'm not going to call them the blue team around here anymore. I'm calling them the black team because they've changed the colour of their uniforms in Victoria, Vincent. I don't know if you've noticed that on the film clips that are going out there to the world. They're now wearing black uniforms, and that ain't a good thing. That is a very, very bad sign when police forces start to wear either red or black uniform. And the Victoria Police is wearing red and black uniforms, in addition to their fluorescent green and blue uniforms that they have been wearing as well. That's the thing.
When I was a child, and I'm talking like in the 1950s, when I started the public training camp, I remember us walking to the police station, the whole class. We walked to the police station, and we were told by our teacher, this man in the blue uniform, if you're ever in trouble, he is the one you go see. Okay? They're all over the place, and if you're in trouble, you're in danger, you just go and find a policeman, and they will help you. Today, if I had an automobile emergency, let's say I had a failure, and I saw up ahead there was a police car, I would do one of two things. I'd pull over way before I got there, or I'd get past it and pull into somebody's driveway or some parking lot or something like that, and I would not ask for help. I would not ask for help. David, do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, a couple comments on a lot of this stuff. Now, real quick, Gwyneth brought up about hostel. That I'm glad she mentioned that, because you can have these cops destroying your property right in front of your face. You get upset, which is a natural psychological emotion, but you're becoming hostile towards them. Now you're a threat to them. Why are you being so hostile to me? What do you have to hide? Well, you kick my door and you're punching holes in my walls. You know, you got us all strapped down on the floor. We don't even know why. But she's right. It used to be where they just targeted certain individuals, and now they're targeting almost everybody. They've gotten out of control. Now, you talk about serious, hot, bad crimes. You probably remember this. You may. I assume you would. Remember in New York, the police in New York, four of them went and took a guy, a black individual. He was in the bathroom, and they molested him with a broom handle or a mop handle.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
I remember that.
My dad was furious about that. I had to sit on the phone with him for hours when he was in his car, supposed to be working, because the officers were not smart enough to take him off site to punish him. And the other officers were not smart enough to cover for the guy when it did get out of control, the other four cops. Not the fact that they did it. The fact that they should have took him to the woods, that's the what to do. You know, and you're listening to this as a young person. And like you said, back then in the days, they wore light blue shirts for regular cop. Upper officers wore white shirts. And you knew who they were. And you were told to go to them. But you're right. It's all going, the tactical stuff's all going to black, dark colors, you know, the whole get up. But you do not, they do not like for you to question them at all. You
I was
do
at
not.
Sam's Club. I was at Sam's Club pumping gas one day, years ago. And this police car pulled up opposite side of the same pump. And it was brand new. And it was a black police car with very, very dark gray lettering. So, you know, it said police on it. But it was in dark, dark gray. So it was dark gray on black. It wasn't like a black and white, you know, the old police car of the Andy Griffith era that you could, you know, spot a mile away. It wasn't like that. And so I said to the guy, you know, I just put the pump on automatic, and I walked over, and I said, wow, this is something. He goes, oh, yeah. Yeah, we just got this. We just picked this up in Springfield, Missouri, and it's called the Blackout Edition. They have a special police car. And if you look at Ford, you can look up Ford police cars. They're special. They make a special police car for the police. It's not the same thing as you would buy. It's got a bigger engine. It's got a stiffer suspension. It's lower. It's got better brakes. It has an X-shaped frame. It's got a spare tire so that if they're rammed in the back, they can survive a rear-end collision better than your car could. Because now cars hardly have spare tires. So what they've done is they've improved the engine, improved the cooling system of the engine. They've improved the seats. They have better seats with more support for the police officers than we get. So there's another class of people. Those police cars, the reason they're so expensive, they're special. And then if you order one of those, you can get it really jazzed up with a blackout edition paint job, which you can't see. Because it's black on, or dark, dark gray on black. And it's supposed to be so he can't see it. And where do they put these intense lights, these white and red and blue lights? Well, it used to be that there'd be they used to call them gumball machines on the roof of the car. They'd screw on a gumball machine with a rotating red light on top of the roof, in the center of the roof of a standard Dodge, Chrysler, Chevrolet, or Ford. Nope. Now, Ford makes the lights built in so you can't see them. So if you're looking at the profile of a police car, it looks like the profile of another car, any other car. They're designed to be stealth. I object to that. I think if we're paying for it, we ought to be able to see it plain without it being concealed or camouflaged. But now they are. They're being built from the factory, camouflaged. So if you want to put your money into a brand new car, I suggest you don't do that. But if you are going to do that, do you want to buy a car that is made to be hidden from public view by Ford Motor Company?
Can I ask you an opinion about something about that?
Sure.
Your opinion?
Sure.
Okay. Now this is. I agree. Yes, they went to more stealth to hide their vehicles. Plus, it's also a lot more aerodynamic and things of that nature. But there's a lot of other reasons. But the other thing is, here they're telling us not to. In a sense, they're helping cause disgrunt amongst people and the worry when you're out in public. Say you're out in the country, you got a car you cannot identify as a police vehicle, and yet they're wanting you to pull over in the middle of nowhere. And then they tell you, oh gosh, you know, we got people turning up missing, women are getting raped and molested and killed. So we want you to drive to the next nearest location if this happens to you out in the country. So you do that, now you're getting shot at. Now, if they would have not had that type of vehicle or had sent in a vehicle that is clearly marked to deal with that individual, those things may not happen. It's almost like they're intentionally causing that worry, that fear between the criminal and the police. You don't know which one's coming at you. Either way, they both benefit, except for the individual behind that innocent car.
You're absolutely right.
I'd like to make a comment related.
Let's do that
when we come back.
Yeah, when we come back. David, excellent point. Gwyneth is with us, live in Australia. David is with us in Illinois.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
We're talking about unmarked police cars and how darn dangerous they are. Gwyneth, you had a comment?
Okay. What I'm about to say, I want for everybody to be really careful with how they interpret it, because I want this to be taken in the spirit which it was intended. It's not a threat, but it is a warning. Okay? Victoria Police have been going around to people's places in the middle of the night just to check if they're there. Okay? I know that the Victoria Police around here really don't like me. Okay? And I'm a widow. I live with my son on an isolated homestead, basically out in the middle of nowhere. If I see lights coming up my driveway in the middle of the night, or even sitting at my gate in the middle of the night, I am going to assume that it's criminals out to do me harm in the atmosphere that is in this state at the moment. And I'm going to go down my driveway, and I have an axe, which I'm good at wielding, and I have Lucille to keep me company, and I have certain non-firearm projectile-firing devices, and I'm not going to look to see if it's a police car. I'm going to assume that it's criminals intent on doing me harm. Because another thing that I know is that the police down the road are rapists. And I don't care anymore if they come to my place in the middle of the night thinking that they can do me harm or just give me a bad time. I don't care at this point. I am going to defend myself, and I'm going to defend my land, and I'm going to defend my son. And it really doesn't even matter If they kill me at this stage, I am going to defend myself with every ounce of my being. I am not out to threaten anybody else.
Gwyneth, I think what I'm hearing...
I am out to defend my farm and my life and my son and my property. I know what these bastards do. So I'm very sorry for saying that, Vincent. I'm so sorry. I'm so upset. Please forgive me. I'm so upset with these people down the road.
Gwyneth?
They tried to harm me so many times.
Gwyneth, hold that thought for just a second. I believe what I'm hearing you say is that because they have exhibited the behavior of being sneaky, I'm talking about the police, because they hide with their radar guns. I'm just talking about examples in the United States. They hide in parking lots. They hide at night. They hide just over the hill. They park their car so you can't see the hood of their car or the roof of their car. And they stand with a radar gun crouched down so you can't see them right next to the guardrail, and they snipe with their radar gun. Then that's just one little iota of what they do. They also have these dark uniforms so you can't really see them as well at night. Then they have night vision. Then they have all kinds of weapons and radios, communication devices. And they bash in people's doors without warning. You know, if they want to know, they could place a phone call. They've got our phone numbers. They know where we are. They can locate us with location devices. But they bash the doors down. They sneak. They snipe. They beat us up. And they even remove their insignia so we don't even know who they are. And yet, we're supposed to jump when they say jump. And I've had this discussion with many people. And actually, it's a question. What will you do if you're asleep and you hear the front door being bashed down? What are you going to do? Are you going to assume that's a friendly, you know, checkup on you? Or are you going to assume that you're being invaded and you're going to die? Are you going to start shooting? Or are you going to run? Or what are you going to do? And so the reason that there's rioting, I believe, in the United States and worldwide, is not because of just Black Lives Matter. It's because of the oppression. It's because of what I just described. It's because we don't know who to trust. Because the people that we used to trust have violated our trust. The police plant evidence. The police snipe and hide. Not all of them, but enough of them that they've tarnished the names of all of them. We said that if the police aren't careful, we said this years ago, if they're not careful, all police will be treated the same by the villagers, because the villagers won't know who's good and who's not. So they're going to treat them all as if they are not trustworthy. And that's what happened. That's exactly what happened. In the cities, it's dangerous to be a policeman. Why? Because of their behavior. And where do they get that from? From the mayor and the governor. That's where they get it from. They get it from the top. We'll be right back. And we'll talk more about this. But I have a question for David. David, when we come back, who pays for the front door? So the police bash down the front door. Do you get to buy a new front door for yourself? I know our front door was like $1,300 without installation.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.